going to move along to the next studio album now. This is an album recorded in the Netherlands, actually, under the leadership of trumpeter Ted Kersen. Also on this album is Booker Irvin on tenor sax and Jimmy Wood on bass. There's a great video clip on YouTube, which I linked to from the G-Town Radio site, which features these same four musicians plus a few other musicians playing Milestones, I believe. So I definitely encourage you to check out that video. As far as I know, that is the only video clip of Edgar Bateman out there on the internet. So that's definitely one to watch. I've watched it many times myself. So we're going to get right into this album. The album is called Urge. We're going to hear side one right now, which consists of Roy's Boys, a Ted Kersen composition, You Don't Know What Love Is, the old standard, and then another Ted Kersen composition, which has a Latin or French title, which I'm not going to pronounce because I'll butcher it, so you'll just have to look it up or something. I'm Feldy. Thank you so much for listening to this special Edgar Bateman Jr. edition of Lucky Old Souls. Enjoy the music.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Wow. That was some great music from Ted Kersen on trumpet, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Jimmy Wood on bass, and, of course, the late, great Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums, recorded in 1966 in the Netherlands. That was a track called something along the lines of Cinque Quatre. Ted Kersen original, with definitely near the end there some echoes of It Don't Mean a Thing. That was in 5/4, I believe. Just great music, great drumming from Edgar Bateman. Thanks to trumpeter Bart Miltenberger, who's out there listening, as always, or as almost always. He pointed out this track, that we should especially listen to that one. He was curious what Kevin Deal would have to say about that one. Unfortunately, Kevin left the studio right before this track, so Kevin did not get to hear this one. Before that, we heard the standard You Don't Know What Love Is, and we opened with Roy's Boys, another Ted Kersen composition. I'm Feldy, and I'm here with Kelvin Anderson, host of the G-Town radio program Anderson Taped. Kelvin pointed out a sort of a kinship between this music we were just listening to and some of Charles Mingus's work, which I think is definitely apt. And, of course, Ted Kersen and Booker Irvin both played with Mingus for a while, so there's definitely a relationship there. This is the Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial broadcast. I guess we are more than halfway through, but I tell you, I feel like I could do this. I could keep going. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. So, this is just great. I'm having a great time doing this. It's a great way to celebrate the life of a man who was not just a great musician, but somebody who really touched a lot of people's lives. You could hear that when we heard from Elliot Levin earlier. You could hear that when we talked to Kevin Deal, and it's what I've been hearing from many musicians out there. And it seems like Edgar was especially supportive of younger musicians, which is something that is sort of, an essential thing in the music of jazz. There's always been this sort of necessity for a relationship between older musicians and younger musicians, and Edgar Bateman clearly believed in that and lived that all the time. So yeah, we're just going to keep on moving. We've been playing all of the albums that Edgar Bateman appeared on in the 1960s in their entirety. We started with his first appearance on record in 1961 with Walt Dickerson. We heard that album, A Sense of Direction. We went on and we heard the self-titled Dave Burns album released in 1962, which I believe Edgar often said was his favorite album of all the ones that he had appeared on. Then we went on and heard the John Handy album, Jazz, also from 1962. Then we heard one track from the live Eric Dolphy album, Live at the Gaslight Inn, recorded in New York City in 1962. That was the one that featured Herbie Hancock on piano. We only heard one track from that just because the sound quality wasn't so great. From there, we moved on to the great Ken McIntyre album, Way, Way Out, from 1963. Somewhere in there, we skipped ahead about 45 years and heard an excerpt from a live performance from this past December with Sun Ra Orchestra maestro Marshall Allen, Elliot Levin, Raymond King, Warren Ory, and Edgar Bateman Jr. And that was when we talked to Elliot Levin. And then we were chatting with percussionist and drummer Kevin Deal as we listened to the great Walt Dickerson album. Walt Dickerson Plays Unity from 1964. And then we just heard this first half of Ted Kersen's Urge from 1966, and we're going to continue after a short announcement with side two of Ted Kersen's Urge. If you're out there listening, I want to thank you, and continue to spread the word and get other people in tune with this. Hopefully we'll get some, we'll get a lot more people listening as the afternoon goes by, but I do want to thank each and every one of you who's out there listening. So some announcements, and then side two of Ted Kersen's Urge, featuring the drumming of Edgar Bateman Jr.
Finally, Germantown, you have yourselves a sports show. Ty and Kev are pleased to give you Team 87 Presents Urban Sports Talk, a hip new sports show that covers all the bases, completes all the passes, and slams all the dunks. If it's happening and it's relevant in sports, it's being discussed. Team 87 is all about the interactive. Every show gives you an open line to give us your expert sports opinion. We are here for the people, so damn it, we let the people have a voice. Saturdays at 4 p.m., prepare for the best. Team 87 presents Urban Sports Talk. Saturdays, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Ty and Kev, check us out.
Peace. This is Yolanda Wisher, and you are listening to The Sound from Germantown at gtownradio.com.
Thank you.
right. Great music from Ted Kersen right here on Lucky Old Souls on the special Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial Edition of Lucky Old Souls. That was a track called Latino, a Ted Kersen composition. Before that, we heard The Leopard, and before that, Musis Sacrum. All Ted Kersen compositions. The album is called Urge. Ted Kersen on trumpet, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Jimmy Wood on bass, and the great Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums. That was just some fabulous playing from Edgar there. So I hope you enjoyed that one. That brings to a close sort of the first segment of the show where we're playing all these albums from the 1960s in their entirety. The next material we're going to hear skips ahead to 1976, which was the next time that Edgar Bateman Jr. appeared.